This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Campaigning begins for assembly polls in four states and one union territory at its speed, with top leaders stepping up outreach efforts across the states to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Cooch Behar district in North Bengal yesterday. Mr. Modi criticized the ruling Trinamool Congress government, highlighting lawlessness and misgovernance in the state.
Malda mein nyayik adhikariyon ko bandhak banakar rakha gaya. Sochiye, ye kaisi sarkar hai? ये कैसी व्यवस्था है जहां जज और संविधान की प्रक्रिया भी सुरक्षित नहीं है. बंगाल की आम जनता की सुरक्षा की उम्मीद इन लोगों से कैसे की जाए.
The Prime Minister assured the people of the state that if voted to power, a BJP government will ensure development and drive away infiltrators. Mr. Modi also spoke about the government calling a special session of Parliament on 16th, 17th and 18th of this month to take forward the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act from the 2029 Lok Sabha polls. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed public meetings in different parts of West Bengal. In Kerala, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting in Kunnathanad constituency in the Ernakulam district. Mr. Shah said the upcoming Kerala assembly polls are not merely for changing the government but to improve the state's future. He noted that NDA's vote share in the state increased since 2014 Lok Sabha polls and it's time for a government of the BJP-led front in the state. Assam senior BJP leader Sarbananda Sonowal addressed a public meeting in Dhemaji. He alleged that previous Congress governments allowed illegal immigration and land encroachment. Party leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma also addressed rallies in Bongaigaon, Palashbadi and Golpada. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held rallies in Biswanath and Golaghat. He claimed the BJP failed to deliver on key promises made during the previous assembly polls. He pledged jobs for youth, better healthcare, women's empowerment and raising daily wages of tea garden workers to 450 rupees if voted to power.
Assam mein Congress party ne
Congress party has taken five decisions in Assam for your benefit. The first thing is unconditional monthly cash transfer in every woman's bank account and rupees 50,000 to any woman who wants to start a small business.
उसको 50,000 रुपए बिजनेस चालू करने के लिए बैंक अकाउंट में पैसे.
The government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders and avoid visiting distributors unless necessary. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a late-night call from his Iranian counterpart Abbas Araghchi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they both discussed the present situation in the West Asia conflict. The minister also held a telephonic conversation with Qatar's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Yasim Al Thani and the UAE's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The discussions focused on evolving developments in the West Asia conflict. St. Kitts and Nevis's Minister of Foreign Affairs Denzel Douglas arrived in New Delhi last evening. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said that his visit marks a significant step in strengthening the historical ties and expanding cooperation between the two countries. During his visit, the High Commission of St. Kitts and Nevis in India will be inaugurated. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 43 runs in Bengaluru last night. Chasing a target of 251 runs set by RCB, CSK could manage to score 207 runs, losing all the wickets. Earlier, CSK won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, RCB scored 250 runs for 3 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In today's fixture, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens, Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.